you know, it was an old kerosene deal.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
An old ball of cotton on the end, asbestos, wrapped around in a big ball and a little valve to control the, and had an old fire looking thing. And sometimes would have take a big old pine pole and get you a wire basket.
Yeah.
And it'd take old regular old lighted knots, real fat lighted knots. You get that started and get you a big fire and you put that over by your boat and then push your boat slow and then you can get up, see them flounders and gig them. And you come home, just the whitey eyes would be showing sometime. The old smut.
Yeah.
Open them lighted knots, get on, flambeau the same way. That's how we'd spear our flounders.
I've been trying to go flounder, but I can't, you know, I don't seem to have that. How deep do you have to go out?
No, you don't go deep.
Feet?
You can go in that front beach, like in front beach there.
Yeah, that's where I'm staying.
Well, you don't have to go, but just, if it's catch a rising tide, your best flounder.
Rising?
This is it starts arising. A flounder comes up to the beach close and he turns around anywhere like that and he's in a bed down for the night.
Yeah.
A falling tide, nighttime flounders will come on a beach and if it's falling, he ain't gonna get caught up on that beach. He's gonna move.
Yeah.
And they got enough sense enough to get out of that, not be trapped.
Do they stand still?
Oh yeah, they come down and
you gotta sneak them?
Find a, oh yeah, they get down there and they'll whatever position, some where they turn, it kind of facing out a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And they'll get there and they'll start vibrating like that, you know, and kicking when they're doing that, they're kicking up the mud. And all that comes in, it kind of comes back down on them, and it'll be just sometimes just his eyes sticking out, but you can still see his shape of him.
Is that so?
Yeah. You get up on him, boy, you take that jig and just gig him, you reach up underneath. But to be damn sure you don't gig a stingray. There's a difference between a stingray. See, a stingray's got a, flounder's got a tail, you know, a fish, like,
yeah.
Oh, stingray's got a big old point on that thing. That thing will pop you. Be sure you can see, you know.
How big is a flounder?
Well, if you get, they run anywhere from, if you see them about 6-8 inches, that's cut too small.
Yeah.
You get them about 12-14 inches, that's a pretty nice flounder.
And a good eat.
50.
Too.
Yeah, man. It's good to broil, put your little lamb, a little butter, and throw, slip them in the broiler. Or you can fry them.
Yeah.
It's several, you know, you can stuff them. You take and take crab meat, make a crab meat dressing.
Yeah.
Cut your little pocket in the top and stuff them and put them in your.
Why do flounder stay near the shore? I don't get it. They sleep on the bottom?
That's where they come. They come up and sleep, bed down for the night.
That's crazy.
Then in the daytime, most of them, they leave. They go out in the deep, eating, catching, you know, manatees and stuff.
Yeah.
They come up on the shore and they'll bed up for the night. Especially on these little bayous and things.
Okay. What'd you call that then? Maybe a little thing used to, the board that would go up and down like that, you know, you'd have it on a plank in the middle.
Old seesaw?
Yeah.
That's an old seesaw, I guess.
You get on that thing and you...
Yeah.
Seesaw,
swing, get a little rope, something like that, tying a tree and then...
Yeah.
Play Tarzan.
Swing. Did you ever see one that went around like that, two people would get on it maybe, or then go around and circle?
No, that's sort of modern thing, that. I mean, that...
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, these school kids go. We get on these ropes and twist like that. Somebody twists, you take you about a half hour and you turn you loose. Oh boy.
Okay.
You talk about sick, then they have you tighten up. You start off from the bottom and by the time they got you spin you around and let you go around, you hum down. Like the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, you talk about sick.